Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third Sunday of Lent. Bringing out the dead, Peter.
Yes, this is a very difficult film. It was directed by Martin Scorsese, who's better known for Mean Streets and Taxi Driver, The Last Temptation of Christ, The Departed, all those. But this one came out at the end of 1999, didn't do much business because I think it's actually too grim. And when I looked at today's gospel, it did come to mind because it's a rather grim gospel. People are asking Jesus about sin and responsibility for sin and punishment. And this particular film has Nicolas Cage as an ambulance driver, and it gets to him. He asks the same kinds of questions, I suppose, as why are people sick? Why do they suffer so much? There's a man who wants him to terminate his life, and he can't do this. So in this misery, he starts asking himself serious questions, even about himself, and actual questions about God.
How long have you been doing this?
5 years.
Wow, you must have seen some things, huh?
But in the last year, I'd started to lose that control.
I've been seeing the ghosts.
You ever notice people see things are always crazy?
I just needed a few slow nights, followed by a couple of days off. Help others and you help yourself. That was my motto. I understood how crazy it was to think this way. But then, something good will happen. Everything just glows.
Here's to the greatest job in the world.
Does he play the guardian angel role?
Partly. He's not the guardian angel type. He's a kind of rugged Nicolas Cage character. And James Gandolfini is his co-driver, and the repartee is a bit salty, as some people say. So you don't think of him quite in those religious terms until the film continues on, and these themes of life and death, responsibility, come to the fore. In a sense, he has some kind of moral breakdown as he tries to confront himself. And in many ways, I suppose that's a Lenten theme, that not that we have to have a moral breakdown, but as we examine our consciences and as we look at our lives, it can be very depressing, the things that we want to do, we don't do. Does God intervene in our lives or not? So rather dark questions and rather deep questions, and that's what the Church offers us, say, in the middle of Lent.